Jabihari Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Gopi Jana Pallava Giri Bharadhari. Dasora Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Dasora Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Kira Vanachari. Jamuna Kira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Bharadhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Bharadhari. Jasora Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jasora Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamana Kira Vanasa. Jamuna Kira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Priya Braj Gacharya Stupa Rasita Shri Shri Mari Shri Dakhanta Swami Prabhupada. Nitya Lila Pravishna Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Priya Braj Gacharya Stupa Rasita Shri Shri Mari Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. Ananta Kodi Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Chikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadadhar Harshivasati Gaur Bhakta Vinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki, Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki, Maya Pranabdeep Dham Ki, Tulasi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Ganga Mai Ki, Jamuna Mai Ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vinda Ki, all glories to Asam Devotees, all glories to Asam Devotees, all glories to Asam Devotees. Glory Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Ramanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chaitanya Charitamrita. 83 to 99, chapter 7. Atti kala hoy loloka charya na jai. Tobe nitananda goshai sijila upai. Seeing that it was already getting late, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the spiritual master, invented a means to disperse the crowd. Madhyana karite gela Prabhu ke loya. Chaha deki lok aishe chori ke dainya. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch at noon, everyone came running around them. Madhyana Korya Oila Devata Mandire. Nija Gana Praveshi Kapata Dila Bahidvare. After finishing their baths, they returned at noon to the temple. Admitting his own men, Sri Nityananda Prabhu closed the outside door. Tabi Gopinata Dui Prabhore Bika Korilo. Prabhurai Shesha Prasadana Sabe Banti Kailo. Gopinathacharya then brought prasad for the two lords to eat, and after they ate, the remnants of the food were distributed to all the devotees. Shuni shuni loka shab asi bahidvare. Hari hari bole lo kolahala kore. Hearing about this, everyone there came to the outside door and began chanting the holy name. Hari Hari. Thus, there was a tumultuous sound. Kolahala. There's a devotee named Jala Kolahali in somewhere in New Vrindavan. It means a big sound made in hitting the water. Kolahala. He probably gave that name. Tabe Mahaprabhu Dvara Koraila Mochan. Anande asiya lok paila darshan. After lunch, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made them open the door. In this way, everyone received his audience with great pleasure. Emata sandhya paryanta loka ase jai. Vaishnava hoila lok sabe nachai gai. The people came and went until evening, and all of them became Vaishnav devotees and began to chant and dance. Erupe se tai bhakta gana sange. Se ratri gonai la Krishna kotarange. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then passed the night there and discussed the pastimes of Lord Krishna with his devotees with great pleasure. Pratakale snan kori kori lagaman. Bhakta gane vidaya dila kori alingan. The next morning, after taking his bath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started on his South Indian tour. He bade farewell to the devotees by embracing them. Morchita hiya sabe bhumite parilao. Taha sabha pane prabhu pire na chahila. Although they fell to the ground unconscious, the Lord did not turn to see them, but proceeded onward. Vichede vyakula prabhu chalila dhuki haya. Pache Krishna dasa jaya jalapata loya. In separation, the Lord became very perturbed and walked on unhappily. His servant, Krishnadas, who was carrying his water pot, followed behind. Bhaktagan upabashi tahani rahilo. Adine dhuki haya nila chale oila. All the devotees remained there and fasted, but the next day they all unhappily returned to Jagannath Puri. Matasingha praya prabhu korila gaman. Prema beshe jai kori namasankirtan. Almost like a mad lion, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on his tour filled with ecstatic love and performed sankirtan, chanting Krishna's names as follows. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshaman. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshaman. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. So there's only actually 5-6 words in that. Translation. The Lord chanted. Well, let me do it again. Oh Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me. This is, oh Lord, that is, oh Lord Rama, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me, oh Krishna, oh Keshava, killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me. E shloka pari pate chalila gora hari. Loka deki pate kohe bolo hari hari. Chanting this verse, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as Gora Hari, went on his way. As soon as he saw someone, he would request him to chant, Hari Hari. She loka prema mata hoya bole Hari Krishna. Prabhu rapache sange jai darshan satrishna. Whoever heard Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chant Hari Hari also chanted the holy name of Lord Hari and Krishna. In this way, they all followed the Lord, very eager to see him. Kotokshani rahi prabhu tare alingaya. Vidaya, vidaya karila tare shakti sancharya. After some time, the Lord would embrace these people and bid them to return home after investing them with spiritual potency. Purport. This is what we're up to this verse. This last one. In his Amrita Pravaha Bhasha, Sri Chaitanya, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this spiritual potency is the essence of the pleasure potency and the eternity potency. By these two potencies, one is empowered with devotional service. Lord Krishna himself, or his representative, the unalloyed devotee, can mercifully bestow these combined potencies upon any man. Being thus endowed with such potencies, one can become an unalloyed devotee of the Lord. Anyone favored by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was empowered with this bhakti shakti. Thus the Lord's followers were able to preach Krishna consciousness by divine grace. Om Gyana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksura Namiritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manal Bhistam Thapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Bhukadama Yam Dadati Sapadanti Adada Adadana Adana Adadana Sritam Dantari Damyachi Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padambo Jadulisham Janma Janmani Janmabi Mukam karoti vachalam pangulang ete ganim yak Anam Adaranas, Sritam Dantari Damnyachi Puna Puna, Srimad Rupa Padambo Jadurisham Janma Janmani Janmabi. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangulanga Tegarim Yakipata Mahambande Shigurundina Taranam Ajanulam Bidau Bujau Kanaka Vidato Sankirtana Kapitaro Kamalayatakso Ishwambaro Bijabaro Jugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Puryakaro Kurunavata Taro Kataksane Rahi Prabhu Tare Alingaya Vidaya Karilo Tare Shakti Sancharya. After some time, the Lord would embrace these people and bid them to return home after investing them with spiritual potency. So here's describing the beginning of the tour of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That we read all these verses. In 93, it says, in separation, the Lord became very perturbed and walked on unhappily. So when we first read last week, I believe it was last week or recently, that Lord Chaitanya appeared to be quite detached when Sarvabhauma had fainted. But here we see that Lord Chaitanya was feeling great separation in this verse. he did not turn to see them. But sannyasi is detached. One sannyasi, the first sannyasi, told me, whether he has credibility, I don't know. Kirtananda, someone once told me that when Prabhupada gave him sannyas, or sometime after, he told him, sannyas means when you get tired of some place, you can just go. So, Lord Chaitanya is following this principle. Sannyasa yoga yuktatma. He's engaged in this sannyas principle. Throughout Bhagavad Gita, the word is used sannyas. And it doesn't specify that one has to carry tridandi. But the mentality is meant to be sannyas, that he's detached. Sannyas means he's given up everything, nyas, and engaged with in the eternal, Satchit Ananda, as mentioned here. About the eternal essence, pleasure potency, and eternity potency. So this is what Prabhupada gives the example of the ideal sannyasi, Sukadeva Goswami, and also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sannyasa krit shamo shanto nishta shanti parayana. That Lord Chaitanya is described also nishta shanti parayana. He's very peaceful, and he takes sannyas. And so we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this age of Kali Yuga, chanakalo yada bhavastri gota sattam, Sarvabhauma was expecting, or he was not expecting, let's say. He wasn't familiar with the Shastra, as we read previously, so much. Gopinath had said, I don't know, what's the matter with you? You're supposed to be a big scholar. What about Bhagavatam, Mahabharata? They're the most important. And they're describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You're simply saying that there's no appearance of the Lord, but here he's appearing as sannyas. So he has this power of detachment. At the same time, as Krishna says in Gita, Bhaktosi me sakacheti rahasyam hetat uttamam. Those who are non-envious and who are friendly and surrendered, yukta para, then Chaitanya or Krishna says, they're very dear to me. I am dear to them, they are dear to me. So Lord Chaitanya is feeling separation, not just separation. He's feeling separation, but he feels more than that even. So many things. When Mahaprabhu was speaking with Thakur Haridas, he was describing that Tasabara, all these mlechas and yavanas, when I see them, my heart is actually breaking. I don't have any way. How can we save them? Well, Lord Chaitanya, if he wants, he can save. even Haridas Thakur said, but they've all been delivered by your potency. What to speak of these persons who got to see personally Lord Chaitanya? As we read through these verses, he went on his tour, and whoever heard him chant Hari Hari also chanted the name. In this way, they all followed the Lord, eager to see him. He would embrace them, bid them return home, investing them with spiritual potency. I quoted that verse the other day, especially Jari Dekir Tarikau Krishna Upadesh, that Korma Brahmana, because that's a very famous verse. Amar Agyaye Guru Hoy, you become Guru. So some people take this very seriously, this verse. Prabhupada took it the most seriously. As it is, he took that verse, become Guru. Of course, he had the potency to become Guru. Krishna Shakti Bina Nahi Tara Pravartan. This is one verse. Even Prabhupada's godbrother, Sridhar Maharaj, he quoted that verse and said that without this Shakti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, your Guru Maharaj couldn't do. Therefore, he declared that he was Shakti Avesh. Shakti Avesh means you can take that as avatar. He didn't say avatar, but there is that potency given by the Lord. And throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's different instances. There was Pradyumna Brahmachari, or was it Nrisimha Brahmachari, who was sitting and giving the having the potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Shivananda Sen heard about it, was it Pradyumna Brahmachari? Nrisimha Brahmachari? Huh? Nakula Brahmachari. No, but he was Nrisimha Brahmachari. He had two names.
Nrisimha Brahmachari was very good. He brought a lot of Chaitanya.
Yeah. Nakula Brahmachari. But I thought he had two names, no? It's different, totally different. Nakula Brahmachari. He was sitting, what town was it? I forgot. No, Nakula, his town. So when Shivananda Sen heard about it, everyone was raving that this Nakula Brahmachari, he has given the potency of Lord Chaitanya now, and he's delivering anyone who comes to see him. He gives them mantra, and he is acting as guru. But Shivananda Sen was a little doubtful because he was a very intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. So he thought in his mind, well, okay, if this Brahmachari really has the potency, he'll know that I'm thinking of him, and he'll know what my mantra is. So then Nakula Brahmachari told someone, Shivananda Sen is there, go get him. And he's chanting the Gauranga mantra. This Gauranga mantra, of course, it's the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But it's not different from Radha Krishna. These four syllables, Gauranga. Gaura means golden, and Anga means, of course, body. Sometimes it means a limb of the body, but it means also body. This is Sakalendriya Vrittimanti, that the one limb, one part of the body can do anything what the rest of the body can do. So in this way, when Shivananda Sen heard that, someone came and said, oh, you're Shivananda Sen, Nikula Brahmachari wants to see you, you're chanting Gauranga, Gauranga. He said, oh, well, okay. Then he knew for sure he had the potency. It's not that everybody has that supreme potency, but here is amazing that so many people were getting this potency. Even someone got the potency, like Nakula Brahmachari is mentioned, but many people had the potency, just like that Korma Brahmana. You will get Pabe Mora Sangha. You want my association. He wanted to go with Lord Chaitanya. You will get it just by thinking of me and following my order. So this is what Prabhupada did. He followed the order and he had the potency. Others, they didn't have the same faith. They thought, the priti biti achi jata nagaradi gram sarvatar pacha obi moranam. You can read in Chaitanya Bhagavat this very, very famous verse that Lord Chaitanya says, Hoibe morna, my name will be spread, priti bite achi jata nagara, throughout the entire earth, in every village. Nagar, gram. Gram is a village and Nagar is a city. Every town and every village and town, city. Cities. They had cities in those days too. There was a few.
not as polluted as we have now, not as nice, nice and polluted. But others never took this seriously. They read it, they thought, oh, yes. Then somehow Prabhupada had this potency, this power. Even before coming to the West, Prabhupada had the power. When you read his purports, Bhaktivedanta purports in first canto, especially he wrote first canto, it actually, again and again, one can be amazed that Prabhupada wrote that without coming to the West. It sounds like he's describing everything in the West. All the symptoms of Kali Yuga, he was seeing that. Kripaya Munina, there's one verse describing Vyasadeva, that Vyasadeva was able to see the future Kali Yuga. And by his mercy, he gave the Shastra. Sometimes people would praise Prabhupada that you are just like Vyasadeva, you are giving just like Vyasadeva. And Prabhupada would never take credit, but he said, Vyasa Prasada Shutnaban. By Vyasa's potency, by his mercy, this is what Sanjaya says in the Gita, that by Vyasa's prasad, I've been able to realize seen the Bhagavad Gita he was describing to Dhritarashtra. So in the same way, Prabhupada had that potency by the mercy of the acharyas. If he had any credit, he said, I didn't change anything. But not only didn't change it, but he gave it directly. So he adjusted it. But this is what it means, Krishna Shakti Bina Nahitara Pravartan. What's the other part of that verse? I forget. Jagat, one can save the whole world. Just like when Sanatana Goswami was praising Haridas Thakur, that he said, Keha Prachar, some people preach, what is it? Prachakori Keha, Keha na achar, nahi achar. Achar Prachan Keha, na karen achar. Some people, they can preach, that's okay, but they don't follow it. They preach, but they can't follow it. Some people can follow nicely, humbly, and nicely, but they cannot preach. But you're doing both. Therefore, he said, you're the guru. What is that next verse? No, the next verse. Tumi sarva gumi tumi jagatira arya. You're the guru of the entire universe, jagat. And jagatira arya, and the most advanced devotee, approved by Sanatana Goswami. So, then. Therefore, that's what shows the potency that Prabhupada had also. That not only he was, not other preachers, nice preachers, just like some of Prabhupada's godbrothers, in the Sridhar Maharaj, Prabhupada said, he is having very high realization, he said. And other times he said, you wouldn't never even understand what he was saying. But he's keeping to himself. He's keeping it to himself. And he admitted also, but he was a very great preacher, no question. I mean, if you read what he says, and his activities were spotless, but still, Prabhupada had this special Shakti. And Sridhar Maharaj even said that, somehow or other, after all those years, decades went by, Bhakti Sananda Saraswati left, he said, then suddenly, Swami Maharaj is going and doing all this. So Krishna is acting through him. So even Prabhupada's most advanced godbrother approved that he is Shakti of Age. His potency is fully and Prabhupada's potency is manifest in so many ways. We're reading his book, you can hear his bhajan. Who can do this? Is Parama Bhajan. I remember when there was Murari Hari and Swetavaraha, they were chanting in 77, it must have been. And they, somehow in those days we didn't have that many tapes, they didn't have in Mayapur. So I had brought some with me, and I was playing for them, and they were, they said, Prabhupada Bhajan, Parama Bhajan, Parama Bhajan. So anyone who is pious, they can feel just what the potency of Prabhupada. I used to purposely carry a tape recorder, and when I was traveling in South India, I had a tape. I used to play it, Prabhupada's bhajan harmonium, very nice. And nobody's reading his book. I remember I'm walking in Tirupati and Sri Rangam, but I'm playing my Superscope tape recorder out. And people are so attracted, because especially if the people who are coming to those big temples, but they were so attracted at hearing Prabhupada. I remember one guy in Udupi, big scholar. He was writing articles about Prabhupada in a local paper there. Somehow he didn't agree with some of the other pundits who they think that people can't be saved in this the tattva bodies. But this fellow, Subramaniam, he was writing about Prabhupada in his newspaper in his local language there. And I was playing him the tapes of Prabhupada, you know, and he was listening in his earplugs. He was so ecstatic to hear it, so ecstatic to hear it. He was already attracted. I mean, he never heard these bhajans. He was amazed. I remember he took off the headphone and he said, "He has saved them from the depths of depravity," like that. So when someone is very pious, his heart is already somewhat softened. In India, you find many people like that. Oh, there are many degraded people still now. But still, if you go anywhere, if you want to find good people, you'll find them there. So they're attracted. So this is the type of, imagine when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally is going. Even the Muslims, what to speak of, there was one drunkard, Madhyap, when they came to cross the river to Pichalda, leaving Orissa to go to Bengal. Then there was one spy, the local king was like a drunkard Muslim. You can say Dakoi Gunda, translates into Dakoi Gunda, but he was a Muslim king. So he had his spies, and he was spying on Lord Chaitanya's party, but that spy, he was so flabbergasted he could barely keep it together, and he came back to that king and he was describing, "Oh, I've never seen anything like this. This sannyasi, and he's golden when he faints, he hits the ground." And this described many times, and Lord Chaitanya would fall on the ground hundreds of times in an hour. The ground would shake practically. But he would never get hurt, just get up again and keep chanting. And he was crying and exhibiting all the symptoms, ecstatic, satika bhav symptoms. And this Muslim spy was watching this. So he came back to the king. The king was so attracted just to hear about it. He said, "Wow, why was I born a Muslim? Why wasn't I born a Hindu?" It says that in the book. He wasn't like Haridas Thakur, where he would just give up his so-called exalted position of a Muslim at the time, but he wanted to. So it was arranged through that, I think Tulsi, he was there, that head of the Jagannath Temple. He was traveling at that time. And so it was arranged that, yes, your king can come, but he has to dress ordinarily. He can bring 5 men or so. No soldiers can come and see Mahaprabhu. So that king was rolling around on the ground in ecstasy and paying dandavats. So even a Muslim drunkard king became so attracted to this Lord's pastimes here. Anyone can get this potency. Chirara dattam nija gupta vittam supremanam amritam atyudara. What is the rest of that? I forgot. Basic, a palmerum, even the lowest person, a palmerum. A palmerum, yo vitatara, Krishna jane bhyastamaham prabhadye. This is Kaviraj Goswami's verse. A palmerum means the lowest, patita pavana, hetu, tava avatar. He's the savior, the parama karuna, pahudvijan, nitai gore, they're the savior of the most fallen. So we should always think, everyone should think, they're the most fallen. Patita. Not that everyone else is fallen, but I'm not fallen. No, we are fallen. If we want to get the mercy. Nicha Gaiva Sada Bhati. There's another verse also by Kaviraj Goswami describes. So it says there, Saprema Namamritam. He gives his own prem. Namamritam. How does he give it? Namamritam. In the Namamritam. Amrita means no death. Amrita, the nectar of his own name. Mrityu. This is Mrityu Loka. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give the Namamrita. Udilavarna, we just heard the song chanted. Nama Amani Udita. That song is there, Narad Muni, that when it enters the ears, it describes how Lord Brahma, he faints. There's a whole pastime in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. After Jagai Madai were delivered, one of the longest pastimes, how Yamaraj became ecstatic and all the demigods and Narad Muni's going naked practically, his Brahman thread is breaking. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a song describing that also. Because they saved the most fallen. Those dacoits, they wanted to kill Nityananda also. But they were completely baffled, bewildered. They ended up surrendering. They surrendered, but Ramachandra Khan, he did not surrender. Ramachandra Khan, he sent Nityananda away with all his followers. And he got the result that cows were killed in his house. His whole village was plundered. So this Suprema Namamritam, another verse describes by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Asvadhyaya Asvadayan Bhaktan Prema Dikshama Shikshayat, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was initiating everyone into this Prema. And he's tasting it himself, Asvadhyaya, Asvadhyayan Bhaktan, and he's causing others, all the bhaktas, to taste this nectar. Not only he's tasting, but he's freely distributing Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvise Namaha. He's not keeping it. Prayana Deva Muneo Svavimukti Kama. So it's when he sees the mlechas, the yavanas, they're killing cows, destroying Brahminical culture, he becomes very much perturbed. Not just in separation of devotees, but for all these fallen souls. Therefore, he's Patita Pavana. He appears detached. He is detached. Trishu Lokeshu Kinchana. Nanavaptam Avaptavyam. The third chapter of the Gita, Krishna described, there's nothing I need in this world. We heard about this Vidambanani, imitating. He's imitating what's going on. And so Prabhupada also spoke on this. Does he need to lift a hill? Actually, there was also, you saw an email? I sent you Bhakti. But there was another one that Prabhupada, I forgot to send. Prabhupada gave a lecture on this also, that verse. Yasyavatara guna karma vidambana namani suvagame. So Prabhupada describes this. Krishna doesn't need to lift a hill. He can lift the whole universe and discard, throw away whole planet. So, but he lifts a hill anyway. Or does he need to steal butter? He can create oceans of butter, milk. But still, he's acting. He's acting so well, stealing butter. So we can think that, is he acting? Is he acting as a... He is. He doesn't want to be known as Vishnu either. If anyone would call Lord Chaitanya Vishnu, he would even warn like that. Different brahmanas, they would realize, someone might realize who is Lord Chaitanya. He'd say, don't discuss this. But sometimes he would appear in his six-arm form for Sarvabhoma. So in different ways, he's distributing. Yayatamam prabhajante tam satai vijamya. Lord Chaitanya is distributing. But if one is, heart is softened, then Lord Chaitanya, if we're always thinking about Lord Chaitanya, yat karunya kataksha vaibhavatam tam gorame vastama, Prabodhananda Saraswati is describing, his aspiration is yat karunya kataksha, to get the merciful sidelong glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If anyone would get that glance, then he would never be able to forget it. Karunya kataksha, full of mercy. And they would feel, give up everything. give up everything and just want to stay with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he was still... Many people were following Lord Chaitanya when he came through Ramakeli and Rupa and Sanatan. And he was on his way to Vrindavan. Sanatan Goswami said, I'm sure he was very humble when he said it. He said, but is this a way to go to Vrindavan? So many, hundreds and thousands is described. Hundreds of thousands of people. There are lakhs and lakhs of people. And they wanted to always be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he just turned around. He took the advice of Sanatan Goswami. And later on he said that Sanatan Goswami is my guru and he has advised me. And of course, Lord Chaitanya, he initiated Rupa and Sanatan. When he gave them the new name, they were Sakya Malik Abhyakas, he gave them name. So this is understood to be their initiation. But still, he takes their advice. Lord Chaitanya would embrace... Lord Chaitanya's embrace is very potent. He embraced that leper, Vasudev. And his whole body became like a demigod, golden. So getting that embrace, and what to speak of the embrace? You get the glance, you get the embrace. Sanatana Goswami got the embrace. All his itching sores went away. So, being thus endowed with such potencies, one can become an unalloyed devotee of the Lord. Anyone favored by Lord Chaitanya was empowered with this bhakti shakti. So there's so many shaktis. What is that verse, Madan Mohan? Radha shakti, Krishna shakti, Prema shakti, Bhakti shakti. There's five things. Those are tattvas. Bhakti tattvas. Vishnu shakti para prokta. What? Tetragya kya tata para. What's the rest? Avidya karma sangyanya. Tritiya shakti rishite. Three basic shaktis. Krishna Shakti, Radha Shakti, Krishna Shakti Man. Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shakti Man. What's the rest? That verse says that Radharani is the full potency, the full Shakti. So that's why devotees chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting Hare Krishna. Also, it's described in one of these verses. Hare means we're first appealing to the Shakti, that's Radharani, to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is that. Luckily for us, he is Radha Shakti. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikrati Hladini Shakti Asmat Ekat Manavapi Bhuvi Puradeha Bhagatauto. He is the embodiment of the Shakti and the also Shakti Man, the potency and the potent person. Combined, ekatmanav api bhuvi pura. Somehow, pura, it says somehow they combined. They separated somewhere, but now they're combined. But they actually never separated. Chaitanyakyam param tattvam aduna chaikyamakyam Radha Bhava Duti Savalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam Radha Bhava Duti Savalitam. He's got the Antar Krishnam Bahir Gauram. What's that verse where Lord Chaitanya says, it's in also Adi 4, that actually I look golden, but I'm not golden. I'm actually Krishna, but because I'm coming in contact with Radharani, then I somehow became golden. Anyway, we look at it, he's combined potency. Shakti, Shakti Man. Abina, Abed. They're non-different, the Shakti, Shakti Mam. So that takes continual realization. And the more we get the realization, Jatek Vichari Korle Pare Premadan, the more we read or study, Kaviraj Goswami says, about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radharani Krishna, Yata Yata Gora Padara Vinde, huh? Vinde to Bhaktim, Kitta punya rasa. We get the ras, taste. Radapadamboja. Yeah. If more arises, utsarpati, in the heart, then we get the mercy of Radharani automatically. No need to go separately. Some people only worship Radha Krishna, not Lord Chaitanya. It's a very dangerous situation for them. It's nice, but a little bit tricky. Eventually, they'll get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. But the more we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yata yata gora padada vinde, yata yata bhaktim, ras, we'll get the taste of the service of Radha Krishna. Many ways to get this shakti. Many ways. That Prabhupada was manifesting in so many ways. Not just that Prabhupada could sit down and give a lecture. No, Prabhupada could play bhajan. Prabhupada said, if you play these recordings of my bhajans everywhere, you'll be successful. So someone should take that up as his life's mission, just to distribute. There's so many distributors of so many things. We aren't distributing that in great style, big time. But that would be a great thing if someone had the potency to do that. Eventually. Just to do that. Not even to play those bhajans, but Prabhupada has already done it. I mean, last few months ago, Chaita Guru and myself, we just picked out what we thought the best bhajan, where Prabhupada is playing harmonium and mridanga, and somewhere he's just playing harmonium. Someone else is maybe playing, of course, not as good. So there's so many. There's 40 hours at least of just the best bhajans, 35, just Prabhupada. Not, you know, people just in the back and making kind of. Prabhupada is very tolerant. He would just chant and like that. But Prabhupada playing the best bhajan. This is potent stuff. You play that. That's potent. Not everyone's going to pick up a book that some people don't read or don't want to read. But if you play that, people love that. Only the worst demon rascal wouldn't want to hear Prabhupada playing bhajan. I know I played for some karmis. They like it. Just meat-eating musicians. They're fascinated. Wow. What is that? Something amazing. And Prabhupada's playing that. So there's potency in that. Everything like that. Immediately available. Made easy. Instant. Intently, easily, dravasangyutam, easily digestible through the ear. Huh? Soft and palatable. All right, so any comments, questions? Microphone. Oh, he's got it. Nobody's speaking anyway. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Oh, yeah, of course. Where are the bhajans?
How can I access them? I mean,
where are the bhajans? Well, we could. Actually, the first month or so, we had all of them, a lot of them, in the drawing room. Someone stole them all. There was so much in ecstasy. They stole all the CDs. But nowadays, I mean, you can download on, you have a computer on internet, don't you? All you have to do is type in Prabhupada Bhajan and you can get a lot of it on YouTube or anywhere on Desire Tree, and there's about 10 websites, even the Ritwik websites, they've got loads of Prabhupada Bhajan. I mean, you seriously can't find it?
I'm something of a neophyte, I don't know where to look. I mean, could you send a list?
ISKCON Desire Tree's got a lot, and there's right on Dandabhats, right on Krishna.com. Loads of it. But if you don't want to spend money, you just go on your computer and download. Some people have extra cash. Anything else? All right. Hari Bol.